Welcome to American Country Countdown. Hello, my name is Bob Kingsley, and I'd like to take a moment to thank Terry Dorsey from KSCS in Dallas and Ichabod Kane from KMPS in Seattle for taking care of the countdown for me for the last couple of weeks. They did an absolutely great job. Now, I'm back and all set to reveal the 40 top country hits in America as determined by Billboard magazine.
Now, American Country Countdown, brought to you in part by today's truck, Chevrolet. Nobody's winning like the heartbeat of America. And by AT&T, the right choice. Hello and welcome to American Country Countdown with Bob Kingsley. Every week at this time, Bob unveils Billboard magazine's official list of the 40 most popular country hits in the land based on their exact count of radio airplay from coast to coast. If I don't sound like Bob Kingsley, it's because I'm not. Bob's sunning himself on vacation, and he invited me, Ichabod Kane from KMPS in Seattle, to oversee the countdown for him. So let's do it. Now, as always, we'll finish with the number one song of the week, but we begin with an encore of the number one song from last week. Here's Garth Brooks with Friends in Low Places.
Blaming all on my roots, I showed up in boots and ruined your blind tie affair.
Oh, I got friends in low places.
That was last week's number one song on American Country Countdown, Friends in Low Places by Garth Brooks. For Bob Kingsley, I'm Ichabod Kane, and now let's raise the curtain on the first of this week's 40 biggest hits.
Number 40.
Here's the Desert Rose Band with Story of Love.
Pages of life have never been turned. Be a believer, hear the story of love.
Falling from number 25 to number 40, that's the Desert Rose Band with Story of Love.
American Country Countdown.
I'm Ichabod Kane, guest hosting this week for Bob Kingsley. With survey song number 2, here's Joe Diffie.
The only thing I see ahead is just the heat horizon off the road. My footsteps carry me away, but in my mind I'm always going home.
At number 2, moving up 2, there's Joe Diffie with Home. You know, there's an expression in the music business that goes, a hit song doesn't care who sings it. But the song at the top of this week's chart suggests otherwise. Now, normally the biggest stars get first chance at recording the best new material, but this song was an exception. It was originally included in a debut album by a new singer named C.C. Chapman. C.C.'s record company released 3 other singles from the LP without ever scoring a big hit. So at that point, they gave up on that album and returned to the studio to record a new one. But as it turned out, they might have done well to release one more single from that first LP. Take a listen to a bit of C.C. Chapman's original version of this now very familiar song.
We lie in the dark, I know you're awake. The old sounds are the sounds this old house makes.
That's C.C. Chapman with part of her original 1989 version of You Lie. Since it was never pulled from her album as a single, the publisher of the song played C.C.'s recording of the song for another artist, an artist named Reba McEntire, who liked it so much that it became the lead-off single from her album. And this week, the one that got away from a newcomer becomes the 14th number one country hit for Reba.
Lie in the dark, I know you're awake. The only sounds are the sounds this old house makes. Oh, you lie.
From the album Rumor Has It, Reba McEntire climbs a notch to number one with You Lie. just heard the 40 most popular records in the nation, as determined by Billboard magazine for the chart week of November 3rd, 1990. American Country Countdown was created by Casey Kasem and Don Bastani in conjunction with Tom Rounds and ABC Watermark. I'm Ichabod Kane from KMPS in Seattle. Have had an absolute kick in the pants sitting in for Bob Kingsley. Please ask me again. Next week, Bob will be back from vacation counting them down to the number one country song in the nation.